Howdy, everybody. Bob Tallman for No Spin Rodeo. No politics, no BS, just hard-hitting news and rodeo commentary from two of the most trusted sources in our sport. Kendra Santos, Tommy Joe Lucia. Listen up. Here we go.
Good almost June afternoon, everyone. I'm Tommy Joe Lucia. Welcome to episode 60. If you're watching us live, thanks for watching us. We're starting to gain a pretty good audience live, and we appreciate all of you watching us live. It's a sunny day in Texas, and I think I'll introduce, like I do always, or welcome you guys back. Of course, we have Kendra Santos, the co-host of this amazing news show and commentary, and Greg Teagarden, who's our producer. One of them's in California. Both of them are in California. You both are in the same time zone. How are you guys today?
I'm great. Thank you. I just got back home from Texas, and it's beautiful on the Central Coast as usual. But yeah, I've been back and forth twice in the last week, so.
And Greg, you're at your second home, which is an announcer stand somewhere in the United States.
Actually, I think I'm just down the road from Kendra. I'm in Santa Maria, California. Yep. Get ready to do the Elks Rodeo.
That is a great rodeo, and there's the largest strawberries I've ever seen in my life there. They're the size of Texas cantaloupes.
Like, they are pretty big. I bet they're delicious.
Unbelievable. And they are delicious. Like
the beauty, yeah, the beauty of the in Santa Maria and in Salinas is that they're grown there. So when you go to those two rodeos, the cowboys get spoiled by these picked this morning. So vine ripened strawberries are a whole different animal than what you find at your local grocery store if they're not local to you. And they're so sweet and delicious. So
Well, we've got an interesting episode for you, and I'm gonna kick it, basically turn it right over to Kendra, who's going to take us all through the Roy Cooper tribute through her eyes. She went and was a part of that. Lots of friends and family and people you love there, and so I think it's fitting for those of you that didn't get to attend and some of the highlights from that celebration of life of Roy Cooper. So I'm going to step back a little bit, just like you, all of you. I'm going to listen. And Kendra, walk us through your experience celebrating the life of Roy Cooper.
Okay, well, so I certainly won't try to blow by blow the situation, but I am so, you know, I wouldn't have missed it. And I'm so happy that I didn't. And we do have a few pictures, you know, so I could kind of share, you know, a few little video clips to kind of share. It's hard to wrap your arms around it in words, you know, such a, in a way, bittersweet, you know, because we absolutely celebrated Roy, and it was this huge rodeo reunion, and there were guys who walked up to me that I haven't seen in 25 years. I didn't even recognize them. And, you know, they're like, hey, Kendra, I don't know how they recognize me, because I was just like, holy smokes. But, you know, we all are so close out there, you know, and then, okay, there, I just love doing this like this. Okay, this, here we go. So I hope you're joining us live where you can see these, you know, pictures that will explain kind of what I'm talking about. So, you know, first stop when I get there is Sunday, the Wendy Ryan Memorial Roping in Saginaw, Texas, right there. So Roy, and whenever I've been to the Wendy Ryan, I went with Roy and sat in this box here. Well, there's Roy's box, okay? And when his Wendy Ryan days were over, he held court in that box. And generations of people were there, just absolutely, you know, so cool. All the... To back up a moment, Roy was one of this year's Wendy Ryan Memorial Roping, which is this world famous event, had their inaugural class of Hall of Fame inductees this year, and Roy was one of them. And before we get to Sunday, Shad Mayfield won the roping, and then they had an eight-head match between Shad Mayfield and Riley Webb. And after eight calves, it was tied So they did a 4-calf rope off, and Riley edged Shad by a tenth of a second. I mean, that's just freaking cool. That picture that you're seeing right there, that's cool. Okay, that's Roy and Roy's box. Roy being Roy at the Windy Ryan. And the back of that guy's head right there, this guy deserves a mention. Tim Ensley is the guy who put together the tribute video for Roy's service. And he used to live at Roy's. And a lot of people see him around these days, but they don't know. He's a rope. And when we ended up at Cadillac, you know, up the hill from the service the other night, you know, there used to be a picture, I guess, of Tim roping on the wall before Cadillac's burned down. So anyway, that guy's a great, you know, he's a cowboy and he's a great friend of cowboys. So Dan Fisher, great friend of Roy's. They did this really special, Kurt Robinson was the announcer and, you know, he spoke, but Dan led this gray horse out there. And it wasn't, you know, how they'll do the, you know, the riderless horse as a tribute to somebody. It wasn't just random cowboy gear here. It was the saddle Roy was riding, the rope and pig and string he used, and the hat on his head when he broke the $2 million mark. That's really? What was on this riderless horse. And if you, you know, do we have a picture of that, Greg? Because I think, Dan Fisher leading the riderless horse would be really cool for people to see. It was beautiful and so appropriate. I mean, Roy would have been so proud of that. So that image right there, I mean, you know, it was very special. Anyway, and also there, and I think you have a picture of this, Greg, that was the guy, you know, leading the riderless horse, and Sonny Silva, who's a bit spur maker. Okay, there they are, old amigos and great friends of Roy's. That man on the right there, okay, Dan Fisher's got his sunglasses on. He roped that day in the steer roping. Sonny Silva, he had just made, at special request from Roy, spurs for each of his grandkids. And I'm told some of them were maybe lost in the fire, which is sad. But I just had seen a video of Roy presenting these cute little custom-made spurs to little True Fashion Cooper, Tuff and Tiffany's little girl. And that's the kind of sweetness. So many, there were a thousand things, you know, that Roy did. And so it was just vintage, you know, classic Roy Cooper. Okay, so we get to Monday. By the way, Dan Fisher's son, Jay Tom, won the steer roping at the Windy Ryan. So congratulations to him on that. Roy's family and friends all gathered at his home away from home, Stockyards Hotel right there, right in front of the famous Fort Worth Stockyards sign where everybody take the pictures and stuff before the service. And they just started packing them into the Cowtown Coliseum. And it was the eclectic, diverse group of people that gathered for him. Actually, I want to take a step back to the Windy Ryan for a moment, because this perfectly illustrates what I'm trying to say here. There, you know, let's talk like at the Windy Ryan, I run into my friend Slammer. I know Slammer from he actually has a name. His name is Sean Caldwell, but everybody calls him Slammer, and I first met him at Roy's house. Well, he every year for the last 11 years, Roy has had a custom buckle made world champion calf untire. And
oh, really?
Yes. Greg, give a picture of Slammer, and every year he gets a new one. And I talked to him at the Windy Ryan, and he was showing me his buckle. It says 11-time world champion calf untire, and he was like, yeah, you know, Roy didn't get me my buckle.
He got him one every year?
Every year.
Oh, there he is. There's the picture. It was coming down the pipe.
There he is. Yeah. And I mean, that's how Roy made people's days. I promise you, every day when Slammer gets up, he puts that buckle and he takes the untying, you know, he gives it full effort every single time, and he's awesome, and he's everybody's friend. So, but that just, I just feel like, you know, they're George cool. Strait and Slammer. Those are the kind of, you know, friends of Roy Cooper. So Anyway, also though at the Wendy all weekend at the Wendy Bryan and at the memorial service, it was really fun. I hadn't seen Roy's little brother Clay Tom Cooper, who's an NFR calf roper, in a long time, and he's a colorful cowboy character, and he was known. I don't know if you can cue it up, Greg, the Clay Tom pulling his pistols video, and if you can, I will stop talking so people can hear it. Okay. I was just going to say that, like, that was popular, like Luke Branquino's booty shake was popular, like Clay Tom. When he pulled his pistols after a run, it was a winner. And so he had that flair, and he was laughing. He was telling stories.
Okay, there's a lot of controversy about me shooting those pistols and why my dad not like him.
The
coolest thing is, one time Roy said, Clay, Dad's not going to like that. I said, Roy, Dad's not roping.
Anyway, he talked about, you know, the stories were just out of this world, you know, this weekend, but that Betty Gale and Roy were just practicing fiends, and Clay Tom, he wasn't really much for it, but you know, he had a good time, and he was very successful. So anyway, okay. So we have the program here from Roy's service, which was cool. I love that picture of him with his hands in the air on the front there. And then there was a message on the messages on the back from his grandchildren. I thought that was a very sweet touch. And it shows you the speakers there, which I've got a copy right here that I'm looking at. But, you know, there was a proclamation from Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. That was, and Sonny Burgess, they showed his Cowboy Cool video, which is about Roy. And then I loved Blake Deckard. Everybody calls him Deck, and he was one of Roy's all-time favorites. He did some RC impersonations. He's really good at it. That was really fun. And you know, Trevor Brazil, of course, you know, Tanya Tucker and George Strait, but Ty Murray and Trevor Brazil and you know, a couple of Roy's kids, you know, Cliff and Tuff spoke. I was going to mention, like, the George part. He was actually very choked up, and he made it clear, which is true, that Roy was one of his absolute best friends and heroes. But he did have us all laughing, because he was talking about when he and Roy went, you know, in their suits to the All-American. They were asked to lead the All-American parade at Ruidoso, right, in New Mexico at the racetrack. And what's funny about this is when George told it at Roy's service, he said Roy asked him, do you want to race? And when Roy told me the story years ago, he said George asked him if he wanted to race. So they both remember the other guy asking, but they also, the way both had it in their memory banks, you know, they both kind of claimed victory. It was really close. I have a picture of it, and it's their neck and neck for sure. But George at Roy's service, he said, okay, I'm finally going to admit it. Roy got me by a nose. And so it was his first mission of being beat. And he also mentioned that they were both banned from the racetrack. So so there was that. I thought it was neat when the service was over, just out of curiosity or whatever, they thought it would be fun to get a picture of all the world champions. So 34 world champions showed up for Roy. And that was a pretty...
Oh, yes.
Pretty cool. That's a pretty big gathering from different generations of world champions. A lot of gold buckles there. And so I'm going to mention a few words, because Nerd Girl, of course, I had grabbed the little locked his keys in the truck when we got there. And so we were photo finishing it, but we did throw our stuff in the room, and I grabbed the little hotel notepad. So I wrote down just a couple little notes of what, like, Ty Murray and Trevor Brazil said that I thought were special. And There's a picture, if you've got it, Greg, of Trevor Brazil, Ty Murray, Phil Lynne, and Cody Ohl that would go perfectly with what I'm about to say, quote Ty Murray. There it is. Isn't that special? I mean, that's cool. So Ty Murray said, Roy Cooper was the legend's legend. Joe Beaver, Fred Whitfield, and Cody Ohl included. And he roped calves that were as big as the bulls I rode. So, I mean, that is kind of true, right? I mean, that, you know, it was fun to have some, there were tears and, you know, people kind of choking on their words, but also some light moments because it's pretty, you know, everybody had to end with something that had the word baby in it because Roy called everybody baby. Hey, baby, you know, so that did kind of lighten the mood. So this is Trevor Brazil. Roy was a walking, roping manual. There was nothing he did with a rope and a pig and string that was not perfection. I'll never be able to repay what Roy did for me. I was the Super Looper's sidekick. I wouldn't be anywhere close to where I am today without the influence of Roy Cooper. So, I mean, there were a lot of, you know, and those guys don't say things they don't mean. When this first happened, the morning after I talked to Trevor, and he just said, you know, Roy was larger than life to me. And I remember Roy at the first time I ever met Trevor was this skinny little rookie. And he walked up to me at Reno and he goes, Roy says, I need to know you. You know, that's the kind of connections that Roy made. So it was just another really special thing for me was, and I would love to show a picture for people who haven't, like me, seen him. Betty Gale, Roy's sister Betty Gale, died of cancer when her son Cooper Ratliff, there he is, that's baby Cooper, and that's him with Oatberry, and he was talking to me, and he said, would it be okay if I called you? I said, I haven't seen you since you were five, and the last time I talked to your mom, she was saying that you and her just kept hitting that cancer pillow, just beating on it, you know, because that was your way of, you know, getting it all out. And he said, you know, the last memory I have of my mom, I walked in and I couldn't wake her up. And he said, I was really pretty little. And I was wondering if I could get a hold of you after here and we could just talk about my mom. And I'm like, holy cow. Okay. So we need to make an effort as our rodeo family, all of us who are a little bit older and really knew Betty Gale, we need to get in touch with her kid, Cooper, who's a grown man dad now. And, you know, tell them all the things we remember. She was awesome. I mean, what a competitor, but she was sweethearted, amazing. So another thing that has come that Clay Tom, just for another option on memorials for Roy, they are going to do a Roy Cooper Memorial Scholarship at Southeastern Oklahoma State in Durant, where both Betty Gale and Roy were superstars, and Betty Gale went on to coach there. So I'll put that information up, you know, just to give people options or whatever. But I just, you know, there's no way to hit every, you know, moment of what happened. But it was a cool, it was a beautiful send off for an absolute icon. And I think Roy would have been proud at the people who showed up for him, and he would have loved all the stories. And it was fitting that we walked up the hill to Cadillacs to you know, finish the day and cap off the night. And you know, there it is. And by the way, the drinks were on Roy, and that was just Roy, you know. And so that was, it was all beautiful. And he would have been touched. He would have been proud, and he would have been right in the middle of it, you know, which I suppose he was in spirit. Right. But it was a great day, and it was a great evening. So I'm so happy that I got to be there.
Oh, thank you for bringing it to us. I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, he was a showman in so many ways. Right. And I think that you touched on the different pieces of him, and what a fitting way to celebrate, right? Memories and tears and smiles I think that's the right way most people want to be remembered. Anyway, Kay Gay, I did want to mention a shout out. We mentioned it earlier, but Kay Gay was also celebrated in Terrell, Texas at the Cowboy Church. This was Neil Gay's wife, Jim Gay's mother, stepmother to Donnie and Pete. And, you know, here's what I thought was interesting. I did not attend. But Kenny Pettit, who's a friend of mine, did, and I got a report from him. Here's what I thought was interesting. Literally, more than you could count, flag carriers that were a part of her, I think it was called the Palomino Posse in Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, where she handmade all of their outfits that they wear at the stock show. Most of those ladies that rode for Kay as flag girls showed up to that funeral. And that, again, is... that's unique, right? And I think it's worth bringing up. And Kenny Pettit, who's known for some of his writings, but, you know, Kenny grew up on that ranch. And the one statement that I'll pull out of what he did was that Kay Gay had a heart, you know, a soft gold heart and a spine of steel. And I can imagine that that was the case, married to Neil Gay, raising Pete and Donnie. And Jim, those of you who know Jim Gay, he's his own kind of fiery, stand up, punch you in the nose, tell you like it is. Good friend of mine, by the way. But anyway, shout out to Kay and her service and her family, you know, a family of champions, and she raised them. And I thought that that's worth mentioning.
It is. And you talked about the flag girls. My daughter-in-law, Jordan, is not a flag girl, but she was Miss Rodeo America, and she just redid the office at her and Taylor's house in Stephenville, and I just was there, and there's this hat that I've never seen before hanging on her office wall, and it's covered in crystals, and I'm like, what is that? It's like a 25-pound hat, and it was from... where she wrote in, like, in the openings at the NFR, but it was part of the, you know, all the flag girls, she was, you know, they all are in that room down there in the tunnel and everything for the openings. But it's 100% bottom, top, brim, crown, the whole thing is covered in these heavy crystals. Seriously, like a 25-pound hat. I picked it up. I'm like, you put this on your head? And she's like, yes, that was part of it that year, you know. Angie, the flag girl queen at the NFR. Anyway, yeah, this wildness. But the, you know, the Fort Worth, those two gay girls, Jim's daughters, that handle all that at Fort Worth, you know, every day they have, you know, what, the classic outfits and all that. It's pageantry at its finest.
All that derived from Kay and her culture of beauty that she brought to the table. So I think that is really cool. Well, thank you, Kendra. That was really good. I wanted to, if you'll let me, end the show with a change. For those of you that don't know, this will be my part, what I bring to the show today. For contract personnel, so contract personnel in our sport, and I'm trying to flash everybody. That's really nice. Got to keep that thing buttoned up. For contract personnel, those are the, you know, the support staff of rodeos. And there's the contestants and there's the livestock. But one of the key members of this, of the whole entertainment package in rodeo, is the contract personnel. And here's what I find interesting, because we're doing it in our household. My son's doing it. Everybody knows you're getting ready for summer. And I know the contestants do the same thing. But my attachment, or the people that I know, are the contract personnel. Because you're getting ready to leave for 3 months, and you're getting ready to leave your home and move into your new home, which is your RV, for 3 months. And I thought it would be interesting. So I texted a few of these people. I thought it would be interesting to kind of share what some of these people do getting ready for the summer run. Are you up for that, Kendra?
Sure.
All right. So Matt Merritt, rodeo clown, entertainer, PBR final clown. Now, he said they have two rigs. He has his own rig, and his wife has another rig, and his daughter now has a specialty act. And so they're packing for, they've got a suitcase that is for their flying events. They're going to go for a couple weeks in Florida, have vacation before they go. And then they split off in two campers and go on the rodeo run. I reached out to Anthony, my brother. Everybody knows Anthony. And I said, anything special you do? Now, I can remember the time when Anthony and Dominic and I, we had to get the pins cleaned and the wash turned off and everything loaded into the trailer with Dad. And, you picked out, you only in an RV, you only have a very small amount of space that's yours. So you got to be really critical what you take with you on the road. And, Anthony said he spent most of his time making sure that the trailer's good for Lisa, so that nothing breaks down while he's gone. Matt Tarr, I thought this one was interesting. He said, look, my wife does most of the stuff, but they go through all the kids' clothes and they give away. This is their time to give away everything that they've grown out of, give away all the toys because it all won't go into the trailer. And he said, I spend my time, which I chuckled, making sure that the RV, and by the way, Justin Rumford said this. Both of these guys said this. We get a spare RV pump. So if you've lived in an RV, the pump pumps your water and they go out. And so you have a spare RV pump because you need to be able to have water running, a set of brake shoes, check the axles, grease. The man's job is to make sure that home goes down the road and doesn't break down. And that when you get there and you find a plug-in and you plug in that, and all of us contestants and everybody alike know that, well, now they have generators, but, finding the plug-in back in my day, finding the plug-in was like you got onto the fairgrounds and everybody was on a search for a plug, right? Well, now there's generators and that's nice. But I thought it was interesting. The kids, like Matt said, the kids are in charge. They get to pick a handful of items that they get to take with them for the whole summer. And they're gone for 3 months. Justin Rumford, of course, Justin is a hoot. And I like Justin. So I'm going to read most of his because I thought it was interesting. It's very Justin-like. We haul a 40-foot trailer. Still not enough room. We have to pack for all weather. Big portable closets in the back of the trailer. The girls, he's got the whole set of girls in his family, his daughters. The girls share bunk beds and sleep on the couch, and all the activities have to be for outside. Bikes, scooters, all of that stuff. We got to figure out how to strap it on. All of the girls have their own TV so they don't fight in the afternoons when it's super hot and they're cooped up in the RV. And thank God for Starlink, the Starlink Mini. Chase bought one. Now all of us rodeo people can throw that Starlink Mini out and get on internet. And Rump said, the other thing that's a real pain is he's got to pack good clothes for banquets and stuff. And now, because food's become so high, all of these guys are telling us they're trying to, pack a lot of food so that they don't eat out and spend all their money on a $20 McDonald's breakfast. Rump said, and of course, a spare propane tank and some RV parts, he says. Like I said, the water pump, the power converter, the slide-out motor. So you got slide-outs. Like these are real-world problems for us. If your slide doesn't go out when you push the button, you've got a problem because you can't get from one part of your house to the other. So Rump hauls in a slide motor and, of course, fuses, all that stuff. So I just thought it was interesting. I'm trying to figure out. Josh Hilton's one was, well, we do a lot of praying and a lot of arguing about what goes on. They also have to figure out, this, Kendra, who takes care of the home base, right? You got to find someone. We have to do this when we go to Utah. Who feeds your animals and stuff at home while you're gone all summer? And who can you trust to do that? And working out the logistics of all of that. So this is the time of year, though. This is that time. My son Chase is calling me. He just bought an RV. Oh, Dad, I've got my toolbox and what do I need to do? And I'm like, well, did you grease the hubs and check the brakes and tell your wife that she can't take everything in the closet because it can't fit? And so anyway, I think that's an interesting twist on what we all do. Now, Anthony says he does it in March because he goes out to Reno's run, out there in your country. He's out there. He does a little earlier. But most people in May, of us contractors, are figuring out how we get the family into a rolling box and on the road for 3 months. So I thought that was kind of interesting, a little different take on what everybody does to get ready. Have you ever had to do that, Kendra?
Yes. I had my years of motorhoming to junior high, high school, college rodeos, junior rodeos with Lane and Taylor and, kids like Cody Snow and different people, and we had a ball. And you have your little you have your, you know, just a few little cupboards and you make do. But the traveling light thing's never been a problem for me. I don't check bags. So I travel very, very light, and I'm a minimalist on the travel, what I take along. And my mom, incidentally, lives on a 3-story houseboat. So if she takes something new on, she gets rid of something else. She's like,
oh,
because if she gets like too many things that, you know, then it's her boat starts to list. So she keeps it pretty. It's true. Like a bookshelf fell because it was starting to lean a little bit, and it already will bounce if the weather's intense. So anyway, yes, I mean, it's the same difference, right? Packing up, you know, you got to live within your space. What's your space? So, but I found when in the motorhome living, we had a ball. But my big thing about that, because it was so tiny and there were always so many teenage boys, is I had to clean the bathroom like 10 times a day to keep it spotless. Otherwise, it would just make me crazy. But besides that, we had a ball. I thought it was the best time.
Well, you learn how to, because now when I grew up, I was in a camper. It was a small camper that sat on the truck. And the toilet and the shower and the sink and everything was in 1 3-by-3 area. So you could take care of all your business, shower, brush your teeth. Like you did everything and didn't turn around, really. You just sat there on the toilet, took a shower. That's growing up old school RVing. And still, I prefer to take, you can ask Donna, I prefer to sleep in an RV in a motel room any day. And I didn't want to leave out, because I forgot him, Scott Grover. I reached out to Scott Grover, a PBR and pro rodeo announcer, great friend of mine. He's got a big bus and a big family. Consequently, he got thrown off of his horse. He was announcing horseback, got thrown off of his horse, broke his collarbone. So if you think that the announcers can't get hurt, you're wrong. But so his big ordeal now is he can't drive the bus because he's having surgery on his collarbone. So they got to find a driver for the bus. And the things that I thought in his little list make up, because his son fights mutton busting. Is a clown. So he's got to have the makeup in there. So when he's a mutton buster, and they play hockey, so they got hockey sticks. So just all of you that sit at home and don't go on the road, imagine loading up your family and everything they want to do and going from fairgrounds to fairgrounds to rodeo grounds to rodeo grounds and trying to not interrupt their life. So I just think that's a cool, different part of this business that I wanted to talk about today as we reminisce on Roy and his family. And praying for their family and everything that's going on. Hopefully all that works out. And to the Gay family. And thank you, Kendra, for bringing that to us. It's very special. And thank you, Greg, for switching this show in Santa Maria. And thank all of you for listening and watching. If you haven't watched, you got to see these pictures. The pictures that Kendra brings to the game are real. You don't get to see them anywhere else. So we hope you've enjoyed this episode 60 of No Spin Rodeo. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Kendra, for such a wonderful, wonderful tribute and bringing us right there into Cowtown for that. Thank you, Greg, for being a part of the show. Thank you, all of you, for listening to the podcast and for watching us live. Until next week, I'm Tommy Joe Lucia, the First Lady of Pro Rodeo Journalism, Kendra Santos, and Greg Teagarden. You guys be safe. Have a blessed day. We'll see you next week.